In the meantime, we would like to do some nightly rentals in it, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
So Vernon was your dad?
I'm sorry?
Vernon
was my father, yes, sir.
All right. Well, that why don't we see who, out of the crowd, how many are here for this application? Any? We waited the best for the last, huh? So none out there, four against? We do have one letter that wrote in opposed to your application. I don't know if it says their address. Is that a gravel road coming down to the property?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
So I think that was part of their concern was.
Yeah, it's not a real good road. And then Blackwell Ferry is pretty narrow also.
Don't have a,
I
can't get to Google Maps.
That house just above and to the right, is that the closest neighbor?
Yes, it is.
I'm thinking as a crow flies. Either one of those could be. Yeah.
And there's one on the left side, too?
Yeah.
A little farther up?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a total of three houses down the road before you get to my property.
And your parcel on the left side is basically mirrors the right side of the road?
The 8 acres here on the left side is just property.
Mm-hmm. They're all 5 acre tracts.
So where you see the line goes across through there, it's where the property ends, and the nearest house is quite a ways up right there. Mm-hmm.
And you all would manage the nightly rental, or would you have a third party?
No, we would be absolutely managing it, yes.
Any questions, comments amongst ourselves?
I think we have a couple down Blackwell Ferry Road, don't we?
Yes.
Once hearing his story, it's a lot better than just looking at that, thinking there's a nightly rental there as far as he's got ownership and lives in the area to manage it. So.
He owns all the other two tracks, too.
Yeah.
They're 5 acres.
I'm assuming you did the surveying on that.
A long time ago.
I pulled those and they were all exactly fine. Oh, that's great.
Very long time ago, back in the 80s.
80s?
85.
Yeah.
That's not a county road, that's just a public road.
That's a basically a gravel road going down, right?
You click on it, it's a county road, but it's not maintained by the county.
It's not public county assets. Maintained. It might be
see,
public,
click
but
on
it's
not county.
County maintained?
No.
No, it's public road.
It's public road. It's not county maintained.
It's a public road, but not a county
private road.
You got to rent it for one night at a time, or you got like a minimum?
Two-night minimum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans for the road? I mean, are you going to do any upgrades to it or anything? Are you
planning
on just bringing them out of that?
That road, there's a subdivision with six lots, I believe, up through there called Twin Coves Estates. And nobody but me has maintained that road for 20 years. My dad and I have put all the rock on it. We've graded it. We've plowed the snow. None of the neighbors do anything but drive on it. We maintain it. I'm at the end. If I want to drive on a good road, I have to do it. And they get the luxury of driving on it.
Same situation a lot of times.
I'm not complaining so much about it. It's not really right, but I maintain the road, and I will maintain the road very well for anybody that needs to get in and out.
Put
Well, again, pretty straightforward application. Any other questions for the applicant or discussion? He did say he would, you know, do a minimum of two nights, which really makes sense in that. So I don't know if we'd want to include that in the motion. That would help with the letter that we've got that was submitted in.
Yeah, has he seen the letter we got?
I have not.
Well, there's one of somebody who did like it because they thought, you know, single nights, people come, they rent it for one night and have their party, and their recommendation was, well, if we could do it for two nights.
I see.
So, and that's what you plan to do anyway?
Yes, would you care absolutely.
If, would you care if we put that wording in your decision of record?
I would not. You know, basically, if you've got to go and clean and do everything in the house for a one-night rental, it's not much worth it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be tied down working all the time, you know, people coming and going. We just would like to rent it a few times a month or however it would go to offset the cost of taxes and insurance and so on.
We far enough along for a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Do we have
a second?
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the application as presented at, and this one is 465 Mead Road. Raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, you're all set.
Thank you, Board.
All right, now the fun stuff. We get down to 653. So our final of the night, CUP, and I do believe out of all the years I've done this, we didn't have one person public speak to four previous two rezones and two CUPs, so this will be a record for the fifth one. So 2025-013 for a CUP, 14 cabins for nightly rental use.
CUP 2025-013, Peace Valley LLC. The subject property is located at 167, 221, and 420 Peace Lane, Richdale, Missouri. Oliver Township, Section 21, Township 21, Range 21. The request, Peace Valley LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for 14 cabins for nightly rental use. Located at 167, 221, and 420 Peace Lane, Ridgedale, Missouri. I'll let you read all those parcel numbers at the end, Howard.
Okay.
The property is currently zoned A1. Site description, according to the assessor, when you combine it, let's see. Single family home is on 18.7 acres with a home, garage, and barn, and then has another 10 acres with a single family home, and then it's got a very small lot. For some reason, that doesn't seem familiar to me. It's served by a private well and on-site septic for wastewater. So it's just about the last property before you go out of the state on Highway 65. So Big Cedar area, there's the roundabout, is the intersection, 86. Just keep going south all the way to the Arkansas line. Actually, right there is the Arkansas line, so it is the very last property.
Right on it.
Yeah. So it's up. You get on it by going up here to the gas station. I think it's a little bit above here, and then you turn on this outer road and come down to Peace Lane. So I couldn't click on three properties to show you this, but it's this parcel, and then this little bitty parcel right here. There, I got it. That one, and that one. So
So A1, mainly all around it. There is some C2 because of different commercial uses along that outer road. Of course, the gas station, I don't know what's right above it. I'm sure the applicant knows. This is the drawing they submitted. Maybe they can explain the dots. I counted them up and wasn't quite sure if there was only 10 on here or what it was, 12. It's a little hard for me to understand, so we can have them speak through that. And with that, I'll bring up the applicant.
Good evening.
Hello.
My name is Edward Yassa. My business partner is Zach Sims and Ray Maynard, who is not able to attend today due to a prior engagement, as well as our Director of Operations, Pam Rios. We are the owners of 167221 and 420 Peace Lane in Ridgedale. Can we pass you guys?
Sure.
Requesting a conditional use permit to operate the short-term rentals. Zach, Ray, and I are all three super hosts on Airbnb and other short-term rentals. We have over 300 rentals in Missouri, varying from short-term, mid-term, and long-term, and we're excited about this opportunity. This would allow us to host short-term guests such as families, tourists, and professionals. This project also helps meet the demand for flexible lodging in our area, supporting local businesses and help boosting the local economy. It also provides jobs, maintenance, cleaning, landscape, entertainment, and transportation. The property will offer a children's play area, a pond filled with fish, walking trails, tree swings. Each cabin will have a nice deck that includes a hot tub and a grill. We understand there's concerns about noise, traffic, and neighborhood character. We've taken several steps to ensure that our rentals will not have a negative impact on the community. We've also successfully cleared the property of squatters, trailers, and homeless people. We have included a few before and after photos to show you a little bit of the progress already made. You guys pass those out? Yeah. We plan on doing Airbnb nightly rentals. Each guest gets screened through that platform. We also have rules and operating hours in place designed to prevent partying and noise. We'll provide designated off-street parking. Ray is a local resident in the area. He's about 15 minutes away. I also am a local resident about 15 or 20 minutes away. It's not my primary residence to the area. We are committed to operating in full compliance with local laws and regulations, including safety inspections, tax collection, and occupancy limits. We've reviewed the city's short-term rental requirements and will abide by all conditions of the permit. We take pride in maintaining our property to high standards and being respectful to the neighbor and neighborhood. If approved, we'll continue to prioritize the well-being of the neighborhood. That's pretty much all.
Cody, can we see the beacon, sort of zoom out in and out a little bit to see what's on the highway from a zoning? So C2 is green?
Yes.
So you had mentioned that there was one gas station. Both of those green properties to the north of that are both gas stations right next to each other that touches the property there on the corner.
Where's the UTV track from there? Is that
way far away
from that?
Yeah.
Up that way?
It's right over here.